need somebody help, not just anybody. See, there's a Beatles song for everything, Craig, no matter what.
Oh, sure.
And we're talking with Ken Womack, who is a professor of English and integrative arts at Penn State University's Altoona College. Also has written several books about the Beatles, and we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the Beatles appearing on Ed Sullivan, where they sang five songs at that time, going on there and being a part of that. And it's one of those times where people were tuning in, anticipating, seeing what they may have heard. Many of the people in the United States still at that point probably turning off. Who are these long-haired guys on there? But the Beatles really changed. And not only changed society, the Beatles themselves changed, Ken. You know, there's that one album, I call them the Blue and the Red albums, that were kind of like a collaboration ones, and they were sort of that same shot of the band looking over a railing, and in the one they've got the short hair and kind of that Beatles boot aspect of it, and then there's that other picture of them later on after their whole Maharishi thing, and they really changed quite a bit, didn't they?
They did. They shifted very quickly throughout the 1960s. You know, that's the thing that I think still fascinates about them is the very different ways that they acted and the musicianship as it grew over those very short years, really, they were together.
You know, that's kind of one of those things when you think about it. Sometimes artists today will go somewhat like 7 years between putting an album out. This is their entire sort of public life, even though they did have many of that time prior to coming to America where they were kind of honing their skills. And I think maybe that paid great dividends later on. What do you think it was about their creativity and maybe just the coming together of not only themselves, Brian Epstein, and George Martin, allowing that creativity to flourish so there was no, what I would consider in some places, like an iron fist? Did they really flourish in an environment like that?
They really did, and two things happened that helped them. One, they put in all those years in Hamburg and other places learning how to play, so that by the time they had the moment in the studio where they could flourish, as you said, they were able to take advantage of it. And then secondly, they always knew that they were doing something important. They realized when they were pulling out these songs like Yesterday and In My Life and Eleanor Rigby and the Sgt. Pepper album, they recognized, even if they didn't personally like some of the songs, they were doing something great. And when you have that kind of recognition, ambition takes over, and you know, a person can do wonderful creative things.
Ken Womack is our guest, professor of English and Integrative Arts at Penn State University's Altoona College. And Ken, do you incorporate any Beatles material into your teachings?
Absolutely. We have an entire course at Penn State devoted to the Beatles, an Integrative Arts course called Introducing the Beatles, and students can get general arts credit, so they block.
What kind of things do you share with the students in there? I assume everything from the music to their appearances on TV and on stage?
Number nine. Go ahead.
Well, and I do make sure that they listen to that entire song, by the way. Well, we follow them through the course of their music as they go from that Please Please Me album in England in 1963, through Abbey Road in the end.
People are always looking for the next Beatles. I mean, they're sort of a comparison. Elvis had that similar too for like a solo artist. They kind of put that tag on people. Why do we pine for another group like that or another? Is it something about the experience we hope to have, or what's our thoughts? Your thoughts behind that?
I think the Beatles case, they made us feel so good and still do. You know, their music is generally very positive.